Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Lou Hersher, Lou Gold, and Kay Swift, see what we can or can't do, and do some drifting. Last week, April 15th, marked the birth in 1890 in Russia of Louis Milton Goldwasser, better known as Lou Gold. His family came to the U.S. in 1893, and Louis learned piano and was giving lessons while in his teens. At age 27, he was working professionally as a pianist at Hoffman Park Inn on Long Island. By 1924, he had formed his own band and was appearing at the Club Wigwam, which was located at 50th Street and 7th Avenue. The band performed remote broadcasts from the Club Wigwam over WHN radio, and on March 14, 1924, the group made their first records for Cameo. By the end of the year, Gold was recording for many different labels under a wide variety of pseudonyms, and by his last recording session in May of 1932, he had cut about 750 sides. He retired to Florida, where he died on August 19, 1950. Here's Lou Gold. Thank you.
your golden smile. You know it's time you should, so won't you please be good, bring back those happy days of while. What is fame? Just the same. You play at love as a game. Wish that you were near me just to cuddle up and cheer me, bringing with you my happiness.
Everything should be. I want to emphasize it, advertise it, I'll tell the world, you're all the world to me.
You have four from Lou Gold. In addition to being a band leader, Lou Gold was also a composer, and in that set you had two which Lou Gold played and two which Lou Gold wrote. Which were which? Well, we started off with Warner's Seven Aces, all 10 of them, and That's My Girl, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia on November 2nd, 1926, and that's another example of same title, different song. This, That's My Girl, was written by Benny Davis and Lou Gold and copyrighted in 1924. But there's another That's My Girl, written in 1926 by Harry D. Kerr and Joe McKiernan, which was recorded by Ray Miller. That's My Girl was followed by Lou Gold and his orchestra with Happiness from a Banner 78 waxed February 6, 1930. Next, it was another Lou Gold composition, this time in collaboration with Gus Kahn, Driftwood. That was Naylor's Seven Aces, and there actually were exactly seven aces in this group, recording in New York on May 20, 1924. In yet another case of same title, different song, there's another song titled Driftwood from 1928. Actually, technically, the title is There's a Little Bit o' Driftwood, which was written by Benny Davis, Dahl Davis, and Abe Lyman, and was recorded by both Lyman and George Olson. And we finished up with Lou Gold and his orchestra and our old friend Irving Kaufman, who provided the vocal on many of Lou Gold's records. That was I'll Tell the World You're the World to Me from Banner 78, made on February 28, 1929. I'll Tell the World was written by Roy Turk and Fred Allert and was recorded by Fred Rich with the Rollickers Vocal Quartet. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, April 19th, marked the birth in 1897 in New York City of composer Catherine Faulkner Swift, better known as Kay. Her father was a music critic, and she received a formal musical education at the Institute of Musical Art, now the Juilliard School, and the New England Conservatory. In 1917, she was a member of the Edith Revell Trio, in which she played piano. She married James Paul Jimmy Warburg in 1918 and had three daughters by 1924. In 1925, she met George Gershwin and turned from strictly classical music to more popular pieces. Her husband, under the pseudonym Paul James, wrote Kay's lyrics, but due to her involvement with Gershwin, the marriage failed in 1934. She contributed tunes to The First Little Show and the Garrick Gaieties, and in 1930, Swift became the first woman to score a complete musical, Fine and Dandy. It debuted September 23, 1930, at Erlanger's Theater, and you had 255 chances to see it. In 1939, she met champion bulldogger Fay Hubbard and married him shortly afterward, moving to a ranch in Bend, Oregon, which they named the Fay and Kay, where she helped raise horses. She continued to be devoted to George Gershwin's music and worked on Gershwin projects well into her 90s. Kay Swift died January 28, 1993, in Southington, Connecticut. Here are three from the pen of Kay Swift.
that sea. Can this be love? This mystery, can this be love? I'm in a blue haze where nothing seems quite real. I wander through days with this crazy feeling. What can it be? Can this be love? This thing that I keep dreaming of. All through the night till I wake at early dawn. Tell me, can this be love?
I took each word she said as gospel truth, the way a silly little child would. I can't excuse it on the grounds of youth. I was no baby in the wild wood. She didn't mean it, I should have seen it. Now it's too late. I thought I'd found the girl of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Oh, I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Oh, never again. Through with love, through with them. They play their game without shame. And who's to blame? But just the same, I thought I'd found someone I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Should I cry, heave a sigh, and wonder why I hope to die? Say, I should have seen the signal to stop. What a flop. I can see the way this ends. She's gonna turn me down. down and say, can't we be friends?
Scrappy Lambert with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra on November 7th, 1930, and the title tune from Kay Swift's score of Fine and Dandy. Fine and Dandy was preceded by Bing with the musical question, Can't We Be Friends? Bing was accompanied on that September 27th, 1929 Columbia recording by Roy Bargy on piano, Matty Melnick on violin, and Eddie Lang on guitar. We began our tribute to Kay Swift with Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra and Can This Be Love? The vocal refrain in that October 7th, 1930 recording was by Frank Luther. In the last segment, we played Can't We Be Friends? Well, this segment, we're going to see what else we can't do. Or is it can do? Whatever. Here's Al Boley.
Again, and let's be sweethearts. can't we meet again and let's be friends? What's the good of partying? It only causes broken hearts. What's the good of starting and breaking up the past? Can't we meet again and talk things over? Just for old time's sake. Where is human to forgive is divine? So can't we meet again and let's be
thank you. away the danger. Our match in time, we get together and all. I'm doggone tired of your resistance. I'm asking time to get together now.
Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang with vocal by Lillian Morton and Can't We Get Together. Can't We Get Together was written by Fats Waller, Andy Razaf, and Harry Brooks, and the band also recorded an instrumental version in that same May 24, 1929 session. Before that, it was the glorifier of American song, Ruth Etting, with Can't We Talk It Over, composed by Victor Young with the lyric by Ned Washington. That recording is from March 8, 1932. And we started that Can't We segment with Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra and Can't We Meet Again from February 2nd, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. For no particular reason whatsoever, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about drifting, beginning with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra.
Thank you. like this is. We counted each star, but we didn't count our kisses drifting down the Shalimar. Where the willows bend, dear, we heard a guitar. We forgot that journey's end, dear, drifting down the Shalimar. Your lips to mine, a kiss like wine, has turned my head. And I believe the sweet and lovely things you said. Nights have lost their charms now, and yet from afar, make believe you're in my arms now, drifting down the Shalimar.
And watch the ocean roll to be moaned, because the blues have got control all alone. I stand with misery in my soul, drifting tight all the night. I walk the shore to ease my mind. What a plight to be the one who's left behind. It's not right, because no peace at all I'll find, drifting tight. She went away without a warning, and now my heart's in pain. I wonder with each day that's dawning, shall I ever get her back again? I just cry. Whenever morning comes around, I heave a sigh. Whenever evening sun goes down, that is why. Close by the ocean, I'll be found, drifting tide. Thank you.
and dreaming while the shadows fall. Softly, softly at twilight, I hear you call. It's just love's old sweet story, told with your eyes, drifting and dreaming. Ah, that's paradise.
George Olson has certainly gotten his share of airtime lately, and there he was again with the vocal trio of Bob Borger, Bob Rice, and Fran Fry, who were Drifting and Dreaming on February 5, 1926. That was George Olson himself with a speaking part. Drifting and Dreaming was written by Haven Gillespie, Irwin Schmidt, Egbert Van Alstine, and Loyal Curtis. Before Drifting and Dreaming, it was Al Boley with Ray Noble once again and Driftin' Tide from July 18, 1934. Driftin' Tide was written by Pat Castleton and Spencer Williams. That was preceded by George Scott Wood and his orchestra, who were drifting down the Shalimar on May 2, 1933. The vocalist there was Sam Brown. And we started off that drifting set with Frank Bessinger, accompanied by Gene Goldkett and his orchestra on Drifting Apart. Drifting Apart was written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito and recorded on February 3, 1926.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, April 19th, marked the birth in 1894 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of songwriter, composer, conductor, author, and publisher Lou Hersher. He began his musical career in vaudeville, accompanying his younger brother Nate on the piano. He joined ASCAP in 1920, composed music for a number of films, and co-owned publisher Acadia Music Company. His collaborators included Joe Burke, L. Wolfe Gilbert, Benny Davis, and his daughter, Ruth Graham. Lou Hersher died on March 12, 1974, in Beverly Hills, California. His popular song compositions include There Are Just Two Eyes in Dixie, Dream Daddy, I'm Free from the Chain Gang Now, and these.
My rose of Mandalay, don't stay so far away. Why should we two be apart? Come bloom again in my heart. It's moonlight in Mandalay.
Thank you.
We started off our salute to Lou Hersher with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra and Moonlight in Mandalay from March 8, 1926. Moonlight in Mandalay was written by Marty Fay, Lou Hersher, and not Oliver Naylor, but Elmer Naylor, who I don't think is related, but then again, what do I know? Well, I do know that the vocalist was Louis James and that Moonlight in Mandalay was followed by Parker Gibbs with Ted Weems in his orchestra and You're Just a Great Big Baby Doll, recorded September 4, 1928. Baby Doll was written by Hersher with Joe Darcy and Perry Alexander, and it was also recorded by the Piccadilly Players, directed by Mel Morris, for Edison. We finished up with the Village Barn Orchestra, a pseudonym for Sid Pelton, who often used the real names of band members, and the hot number, It's Too Darn Hot for a Hot Tune, Play Me a Frigid Air, written by Hersher and Murray Clark. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.